I don't care about helping you have a good life. That's not my aim. My aim is helping you be good to the world around you so I can have a good life, so my family can have a good life. It's important to me that you have a successful life because if you have a successful life, you're adding that successful life to the successful world that I want to be a part of. I'm not trying to fix something in you that's broken. I'm trying to excel you to the peak of your ability to affect the world. I really don't want you to sit back and do nothing when something is the thing to be done. I really want you to charge across the battlefield of life with me, waving the same flag, which is the one that says, "It's our world. That's what I want." I don't want you to get up every morning and go to work thinking that your work is a labor that you have to do in order to survive. What I want you to do is look at it and say, it's a life that you do because it has value. Because when you do that, you're not competing for limited resources. You're increasing the resources of battle. I don't want you to go to work and just build another widget. I want you to go in a sense of passion. The widget has value to the world you're in. So I'm not standing up here telling you how you should conduct your life. What I'm doing is standing up here and saying, here's what not to do. Don't be a visitor. Because when you're a visitor, my world gets less, and I don't like that. Don't sit there and listen to 1,000 words and hear none of them. And don't sit there and speak 1,000 words and hear none of them. Consider that every human being on the planet walks with their own sense of passion, or they don't. Passionless people are to be encouraged to be passionate or to be ignored. The question that you have to ask yourself is, do you want to be ignored by life, or do you want to seize it?